Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And I'm being mauled.
You are being assisted.
Oh, okay. Today is our 75th recording.
Unbelievable.
Can you even?
No, I can't even imagine. Oh, my gosh.
So we've watched 76 movies.
Yep.
Crazy.
I can hardly believe that. It's amazing to me.
Today we watched Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter from 1974. It was rated R. It's an hour and 31 minutes long, and it was directed by Brian Clemens.
And it was a tough watch.
It really wasn't as fun as I remember it being.
Okay. I found myself looking at my phone a couple of times. Found myself talking to the cat a couple of times. Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit of a tough watch.
It was. And I feel like because there was no real story.
No.
It was just kind of a series of events.
Yeah. Yeah,
there was no cohesion.
Right, and I didn't really know who was what or where or why. And I guess I want that in a movie. I want to know what's happening. And I absolutely didn't know what was happening.
Right. I feel like this one was a little all over the place.
Yeah. And I asked a couple of questions, and then I thought, stop asking questions. There's no answer to them.
Yeah, there's no amount of paying attention to this that is going to piece anything together for you.
Okay. I thought maybe if I would real quick open my phone and read the plot, that would help. But I don't think it would have.
No. The basic plot that I wrote is a master swordsman and former soldier and his hunchbacked assistant hunt vampires.
Well, that was kind of it.
That's the long and the short of it.
Until they had to kill the army buddy.
But he was a vampire.
But isn't Captain Kronos a vampire also?
He was not. He had been bitten, but he was not a vampire.
Okay. All right. I don't know how that works. But
when
okay.
They were killing Dr. Marcus, he said, I was cured of my vampirism. We can cure him. And they ended up, it was a botched job. They tried to kill him a few different ways.
Yeah.
And he ended up being impaled with his own cross necklace.
Right. And he wasn't really even impaled. It was just kind of poking him. You know what I mean? The little cross was not big enough to stick into him and kill him. But
no,
it did, didn't it?
That's what they said it did.
Okay.
This got 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
And I don't know if a lot of grace was given to it because it was a Hammer film. I mean, that's why I would give it a lot of grace because, you know, I have that love for Hammer films in
yes.
my heart.
Yes.
But, I mean, is it that good? No.
No. Uh-uh.
It got a 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb, which I think is fine.
I probably wouldn't have. I think that might even be a little high.
It
Because we've watched better movies that got a 6.3.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I have a budget of about 160,000 pounds.
You know, I never saw anything about budget in the stuff I looked at.
I couldn't find word one about a domestic gross, a worldwide gross, nothing. All I saw was a budget of about 160,000 pounds.
Which is next to nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I didn't look up what that would be in 1974 money in dollars.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's okay. That doesn't seem like much anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, really, what did they do? They rode around in the woods.
Right.
The woods are free.
Right. They had half a dozen horses, half a dozen people that I think were used a couple of times. Didn't you recognize a couple of those faces?
No, but I do believe that Hammer has a stable of people.
They do. And I read about that. So yes, they do.
So I did recognize the girl that they find in the stocks at the beginning that travels along with them.
Uh-huh.
But I did recognize her.
Okay. Okay. Well, she is an actress and she has you know, stuff that's under her name. So
yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
The cast is Horst Janssen, John Carson, Shane Bryant, Caroline Monroe, John Cates, Lois Dane, Ian Hendry, Wanda Ventham, William Hobbs, Brian Tully, and Robert James.
None of the names. I didn't recognize any of the names.
The woman in the stocks was Caroline Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
That's... I would probably have been able to pick her out of a lineup.
Okay.
But everybody else, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. Crazy. This was an interesting movie, and you know, you've been talking about watching a Hammer movie for a long time. And
yeah. I just wish we had picked a better one. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, this is kind of that late Hammer curse, like all the kind of like late 70s and to current Hammer movies, they're okay.
Okay.
They're not great. Like they just did a take on Dr. Jekyll starring Susie Eddy Izzard.
Uh-huh.
And it was just okay. It was just okay.
Well, I, to be perfectly honest, I'm quite surprised that this was not better than it was because of your love of these Hammer movies.
I don't love them because they're ace films.
But you see something in them that I completely missed.
Oh, well, this movie is ridiculous, but like the Dracula movies with Christopher Lee as that gentleman vampire just coming to eviscerate everybody in his path.
Okay.
Just being 8 feet tall and just gorgeous and his voice. And then there's Peter Cushing who plays Dr. Frankenstein who has to control his creations and he can't really, but he tries and he's shunned and he's, you know, all this stuff, but he still is trying to create. I don't know. I love their portrayals.
Okay. Well, this movie wasn't.
No, this movie's ridiculous. Oliver Reed as a boy who grows up to become a wolfman, he becomes the wolf and he kills. And, you know, is he killing people? No, but is he killing people? Yes. You know, it's a whole thing. And, you know, their take on the Universal monsters, I think, are great.
Okay.
I think that they're a little more stylish. I think they're a little more modern. And that's and that's, you know, to say from Universal Monsters of the 30s to the, I think they started making the Dracula movies in the 50s. So, you know, modern.
Yeah, I think Hammer was in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Big time Hammer. Let me see what I wrote down. Yeah, because it was founded in 1934.
Right.
Which is a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't write that down, but I believe that I read somewhere that their 50s and 60s horror movies were their best.
Yeah. Yeah, their late 70s stuff, it's fine. It's not great. It's not rewatchable, but it's fine.
This movie wasn't horrible. I mean, it was watchable.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, well put together. But
I think
weird.
I think we were watching it waiting for the story to begin.
Have we finished the credits yet?
I think that's what kept you kind of glued to the movie, was just like, what is it happening?
You know what? I think that exactly says it. I kept trying to figure out who the, you know, usually I can figure it out.
Yeah.
I can figure out who the villain is in this. No, I knew it was that family.
Yeah.
I did not suspect it was the mother. I really thought it was the brother, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, the weird brother.
But then the weird sister popped in there.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's the weird sister. But no, it can't be her. So I went back to the weird brother. I did not think it was the mother. So, very strange. Difficult. It wasn't a bad movie. I would probably, you always ask me, would I watch it again? Nah.
No. This is one that I'm happy to have in my collection, but this isn't going to be one of those ones that I watch all the time.
Yep. You can pull this out in another 5 or 10 years and think, why did I watch this again? I remembered it was better last time.
And I really did. I remember it being better.
Well, remember when we watched the Hitchcock movies, when we watched Rear Window,
mm-hmm.
and I said during that, I thought, you know what? It was scarier before.
Well, that's, you know, in your little kid brain and your young adult brain.
Right. Is that the reason why this was better the last time you watched it?
Probably. Okay. It's been a few years since I've seen it.
Okay. I get that. I absolutely get that. And just because it wasn't the same this time as it was the last time you watched it, doesn't mean it's better or worse. You know, you're different. The movie is not different. But you're different.
Yeah.
And that's what makes up, you know, because I remember when I was younger and I saw Rear Window several times, it would scare the hair off of you. And then when we watched it, I thought, this is a nice movie. So, yeah. Yeah, weird. Just weird. But that's because we change.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't.
Well, and I think in your case, you know, you've seen what are to be considered scary movies. Rear Window is not a scary movie when you chalk it up next to, you know, Friday the 13th Part 2.
Correct.
When you put it next to Texas Chainsaw, you know, it's not a scary movie.
Well, those are all different types of scares.
Yeah.
You know, Rear Window is all in your head. It's everything you're thinking about when it's dark and the lights are out. The Chainsaw Massacre movie, that was in your face, blood and guts and gore, And that is the stuff that you worry about when you're out in public.
Right.
You know, so there's the difference. It's a different kind of scare.
Right.
So, crazy. An interesting movie.
Yeah.
This director is interesting, too. He also wrote and produced this movie.
Yeah.
Brian Clements.
And I saw that this was his only feature film.
Yes.
Effort.
He mostly worked in television.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1931 and died in 2015.
Wow, okay.
He claims to be a relative of Mark Twain.
Sure.
Samuel Clemens. He claims to be related to him. He left school at age 14, which, you know what, we say that, but that's not real unusual for Europe.
1931, that was the end of World War II.
Right.
He probably went to work.
Right, he did. And then later he went into the Royal Army.
Oh, okay.
And what he really wanted to be was a journalist. But he really didn't. He knew he didn't have the qualifications. And so he ended up working his way up in an advertising agency, which he knew he had the
chops.
Yeah. He started as a copywriter and he just worked his way up.
Oh, okay.
And while he was there, he started doing screenplays. And in 1955, the BBC TV accepted one of the screenplays he had written. And that's when he went into independent filmmaking. Edward and Harry Danziger from the BBC had were the ones that kind of discovered him.
Okay.
And he worked on their staff for many years, writing, doing movies and things. He was very prolific, very, 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 very prolific. He wrote so many things that he had to have a pseudonym for some of his stuff. Because I don't really understand that, but, you know, maybe people got sick of seeing that name, you know?
Could be. Is this the only guy you have writing for you?
Right. Right. And what I know him for are a couple of things. You, and I know you know about the Avengers.
Yeah.
And he is the one that brought Diana Rigg into it for three seasons.
Oh, cool.
And when I think of the Avengers, I think of Diana Rigg.
Yeah.
And how she was, you know, one of the first crime-fighting women I ever saw.
Yeah.
And he was also the woman that Diana Rigg replaced was Honor Blackman.
Oh, I know who Honor Blackman is.
Pussy galore. Yep. And that's why she left the show. Not because she, you know, she had a better deal. She was going to be a Bond girl.
Yeah.
And he, then in this, oh, the, I was trying, going to tell you, the another TV series that he was really heavily involved in for about 10 years, from 81 to 91, was the TV show in Europe that was huge. It was called Bergerac. It was a mystery detective.
Oh, okay.
And he was huge. And he was played by John Nettles. And recently I've gotten into Mayhem and Murder.
Midsummer Murders. Yeah.
And John Nettles was the first star of that I saw that I really liked. So
was that the guy that was in Highlander that we saw?
No, that was one of the murderers.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the mayhems.
Okay. Because why do I know the name John Nettles?
Because because we talked about that when I saw that guy that the guitar player.
Yeah, the Axeman.
The Axeman, that's right. So in the 70s, he moved more into production. And then in the 80s, you know, when he did Bergerac, he also did a bunch of stuff in the United States.
Oh, okay.
And one of the ones that I know you will recognize that he was involved with was Remington Steele.
Oh,
you remember that?
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
You know me, I love mystery stuff.
Yeah.
I watch all of that kind of weird stuff.
Grandpa loved Remington Steele.
Yep. And there's lots more. He worked in TV until about 2007. Here's more stuff that you might recognize. Father Dowling Mysteries.
Oh, wow.
And we watched those, too.
Yeah.
And he was also involved with several of the Perry Mason movies.
We watched all those.
All of them. Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, wow. With, what's his face? That he's still alive.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yes. He's still alive.
Unfortunately, he lost his house in one of these last recent fires.
No.
And his neighbor saved him.
Well, that's good.
That is good. And then in 95 through 98, he worked on Highlander, the series.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
With Adrian Paul. Adrian Paul was the McLeod in that one.
Yeah.
What was his name? I don't remember. But yeah, Adrian Paul was the McLeod.
Yeah. So he did, most of his credits are in the TV realm. You know, the movies he did two Hammer movies. He produced one and he directed one.
Do you know which one he produced?
I didn't write it down. I should have written that down. But he also did work in theater. He was an overall interested in, you know, storytelling, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, that you could tell that from an early age if he wanted to be a journalist when he was a kid. You know, that's pure storytelling. Are you looking up the Hammer movies?
No.
No,
I'm taking a picture of our producer today.
Oh. He has two sons. There was nothing much about them, just that he had two sons. So they must not be involved in the theater, in the movie making.
Oh, okay.
And he is an OBE, Officer of the Order of the British Empire.
Okay.
So he was recognized for that work that he has done in theater and movies. And on, get this, January 10th, 2015, he died of a leaking aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, January 10th, one of our days in our family.
Yeah.
So he sounded like an interesting man. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, junk about him, mostly about his work. So, you know, he just seemed interesting.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
A leaking aneurysm.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Huh.
Either those kill you straight out or they make your life hell for years.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, wow. This movie, Captain Kronos, was in other things. He was in a novelization, which I think those are like just short stories, aren't they? Novelizations?
Usually. It's just kind of a book based on the movie.
Yeah. And there were also Hammer comics, too. Did you know that?
I did, because I wrote that down. What was it? I guess I didn't write it down. Oh, yes, I did. Two comic books published 40 years apart. The House of Hammer, published in 1976 and 1977. And Captain Kronos Vampire Hunter number 1 through 4, published in 2017.
Interesting.
I think it said Titan Comics, but I didn't write that part down.
Okay. Yeah, because this movie, for some reason, this movie was rather well accepted and liked. And it was considered one of the last great Hammer films, which I apparently didn't see that one.
Yeah.
We didn't get that version, I guess.
Call it one of the last great ones. I would call it one of the last Hammer features of the original Hammer production line, but because it's gone through several different incarnations.
Right.
You know, between the 70s and now.
Right. And it was supposed to have launched, like you had mentioned to me earlier, I guess I didn't really think about it when you told me that, but it was supposed to have launched a series of movies.
Yeah, this was supposed to have been a saga.
Right. But unfortunately, the studio went belly up.
And honestly, where else? I mean, you know, he just arrives in another village and kills a vampire, and then he goes off and he goes to another village and fights another vampire. And
what, does he know somebody in all these villages? That
finds another peasant girl to bed and
right. And he has his hunchback with him.
Yeah,
you know. He has his Igor.
But I really, you know, when they meet those men in the bar that are making fun of the hunchback, the way that he expressed his feelings towards the hunchback and his form, I thought was really progressive.
Right.
Especially for something of, when do you think this was supposed to have taken place? 1700s, 1800s?
Oh, yes. At least the 1700s, yes.
So for him to be like, your body was given to you by God.
Right.
You know, what could be wrong with it?
Exactly. Exactly.
To hear that was wild to me.
Right. I do have a question.
Sure.
Why was that woman sitting at that booth with a blindfold on?
What booth?
At the restaurant, at the pub. Oh. When he killed those three guys, you didn't notice they cut to that woman in the booth with her blindfold on?
Maybe she put it on when she saw the swords come out.
I don't know, but no, I don't think so.
Maybe she was just blind and her eyes were all weird.
They didn't have sunglasses back then.
I did like how the barkeep and his wife were like clownishly ducking down at every...
Sinking slowly.
At every taunt Captain Kronos threw the bad guys.
Then all you could see is their fingertips.
And I was just like, why is this a cartoon? Because some of this felt very slapstick.
It did.
Some of it felt very cartoony.
It did. It really did.
And if this were maybe an animated saga, I might have liked it better.
You know what? You're right. Maybe it would have been better. That was pretty funny when they were sinking down.
I was just like,
and his partner too. He was sinking down too. He was like squatting over there. I thought that is weird. But yeah, that was interesting.
Maybe the blindfold was just like, you know, a see no evil thing. Like, if I don't see nothing, I can't say nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That was weird. And the frogs in the dude's hat. Why was he only pulling one out one at a time? He couldn't have had 15 frogs in that hat.
I hope to God he did, because he had it on his head. But there was something about the vampire being near bringing the dead frogs to life.
Right, that poem he kept saying. He said that two or three times, and now I can't think of what it was.
And I didn't understand it.
I had never heard that.
I also thought that the chain of bells was just obnoxious. Just those little jingle bells just make me...
Right.
Just... put me right on edge.
Right, and the girl that was setting them off didn't seem to hear them.
How?
I thought, does she not hear those?
How?
It's making them go off.
Because if I'm in the woods seemingly by myself, and I hear bells going off, I'm running in the opposite direction.
Right. Absolutely.
I've just fallen into a trap.
Yep. You are correct.
I'm not just taking my eggs and meandering.
Nope. She was all but skipping. Are you kidding? She was skipping.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She was the only person in the woods. And like the hunchback in the tree, like he was, hi, I'm right here.
Yeah, coachman didn't see him up in that tree throwing things at them?
No.
And then how did that frog come back to life? Was the old lady in the cart with them?
Maybe.
I don't think she was.
I guess that's what you could infer, but maybe because they said that they were, you know, what was their name? Durward?
Durward.
Whatever their names was, we were born this.
Yeah,
you know, mother wasn't born this,
right?
So maybe by virtue of their noble vampire blood, I don't know.
Little do they know, it wasn't their father that was the be all and end all of the world. It was their mother.
Yeah. I knew that was a mask. The first time they showed her talking, I was just like, her lips ain't moving.
Oh. You know what? I did notice that. You are correct.
When she was laying in the bed?
Yes.
I was like, her lips ain't moving. There's something going on with this.
Okay. Well, maybe she didn't think the kids wanted to see her, so she just wore that plain mask. Because that wasn't a real ugly mask. It was just plain.
But it was made to look like she was ancient.
Right. Right.
Maybe she wanted them to think she was frail. I don't know. I don't understand why. You know, to what end that would make sense, but...
Right. But how could she fool the boy? Because he was the one that was obviously the caretaker. You know, the girl didn't want to have anything to do with the mother.
Yeah, but the boy was just like, I wish you'd take a drink and then walk away. And it was just like, oh, okay.
Right, he was just holding the glass out.
So, you know, you'd have to think that he knew that her mouth wasn't going to open.
Right. Right. Weird.
Yeah.
And then why was that girl? Why did she have short hair and pants on? What was the reason for that? Was there meaning behind that?
I don't know. Well, I think above all else, it was supposed to show her station in life was much higher than anybody else's, because what woman at that time would have been allowed to have short hair and walk around in pants?
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. That was not...
So maybe that was just a...
I'm better than you, so I can do what I want?
I have more money than God. I'm going to do what I want.
I don't know. I miss the meaning in that, too. Sorry.
But you did notice she had on a regular nightdress.
She had on that. I would have called that a negligee. Lacy top jacket with a under gown under. I would have called that a negligee. Which I thought that was kind of weird too. That was kind of,
yeah. Why so feminine all of a sudden?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Weird.
It didn't make sense.
Nope. Oh, this movie was just, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't understand. But because there was really no food in it other than those grapes, we had what we call pub food.
Yeah, bar food.
Yeah, we had appetizers.
I didn't put a picture of it out on Facebook. I did take one. I took one.
Okay.
I just didn't put it up yet.
I'm sure they had corn dog bites. She is producing us.
Yeah. Lula turned off the recording.
She doesn't like me talking about corn dog bites, apparently.
Because it was part of our pub meal was corn dog bites and pretzel sticks. And
I saw on TikTok one of those, it was a little tiny hamburger on a Ritz cracker with hamburger toppings on. It was really cute, and it was interesting.
I don't know if I'd eat it again, though.
Exactly. I was thinking just that.
But I wasn't mad at it.
Nope. And those are those good hamburgers that we like. So, I don't know about a hamburger on a sweet,
I just feel like, the bread to meat ratio was off.
Oh, well, that would have been me. I just flattened out a hamburger and made it into four bites. And then I put it in the oven with, you know, salt, pepper, garlic. Yeah. I'm all out of Montreal seasoning, so.
Yeah,
so didn't have any of that. But, so maybe a little thicker would have been better.
No, I'm talking about if the cracker had been a little more substantial.
Oh, I thought it was too much cracker.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought it wasn't enough.
Okay. But you can put all kinds of stuff. I've seen it with onion and pickle and lettuce on it. They're real cute. I could have put cheese on. I should have put cheese on a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
But, it was cute and it looked real fun on the when I made them, but I probably wouldn't make them again.
Yeah.
I liked my little cup that I made at Christmas better. The enchilada type cup.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I am going to refine that.
And
do that better, but yeah. And pretzel stick.
those soft pretzels from Kroger are just awesome.
They're unbelievably delicious.
They're real easy to cook.
Yep.
The hardest part is waiting for your oven to warm up.
Yes. And little street tacos, you can't go wrong with a taco.
Yeah, no, and we had nachos the other night, and I made extra meat on purpose to have little tacos extra.
Yep.
But yeah,
that's why the meat. Well, that's what I told you. The meat was so good because it had a couple of days to sit,
and there was a little bit of grease in the meat, so that I think made it extra good. A little tiny bit of grease.
I didn't notice that it was greasy at all. But I like I never like really drain meat, because then there's nothing that really gives it the flavor.
Right.
So people that wash your meat off after you fry it, have at it, but I never do that.
Yeah.
I never do that. So yeah, we had a fun meal.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Yeah, we've watched a couple of movies now that haven't really had food that we've had to make up our own.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been happy with a scrambled egg. This would have been fine, you know.
We could have literally had anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, other than wine, everybody was drinking wine. The only food we saw were those grapes.
Yeah.
That was it.
And were they grapes or were they olives? Because I couldn't tell.
Oh, I don't know. The first thing I thought was grapes. Oh, they could have been cherries, too.
Yeah.
They were awfully dark. Oh, I don't know. But there was really no food associated with this movie at all.
No.
Because I looked in my usual spots for movie food. Nothing. Nothing. But it did say they went to a pub, so we had pub grub.
Hell, I'm fine with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The only other thing I could think of was steak, you know, vampires, steak.
Oh, I couldn't have done that.
That would have been rough on you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I got a bum tooth right now, and I could not have done that.
No.
That would have been awful.
Yeah.
Put the steak through me. Put me out of my misery. Such things. So, yeah. And Tallulah wanted our food something awful this morning. So
she got ketchup on my pants. She got ketchup on the floor.
No.
I couldn't see if she got it on the rug.
Oh, dear.
She got a big glop of ketchup on her paw. And she popped it down on my leg. And I was like, you little butthole.
Lord. Yeah, she was a wound up.
Yeah, but she's been our executive producer as of late.
Yeah, and you notice that Ash came out to see what we were doing too.
Yeah, well, he heard that Sister got extra cookies.
Oh.
And he's looking for somebody to pay the toll.
Maybe Grammy will get you later. So she's like, okay, what else? What else happened?
I got a little bit of trivia.
Okay.
Horst Janssen's German accent was deemed too thick to be properly understood, so Julian Holloway was brought in to loop his entire performance.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
This was filmed in 1972, but not released until 1974.
Yep, I saw that too. And there was really no explanation.
Yeah.
Just that
That's all it said.
Yeah, it was held back for 2 years. What? Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the second and final film of Caroline Munro's Hammer contract. She also said that this was her favorite of any film she's made.
Oh.
And I don't know why.
Because she kind of got to play like the main soul of the story. I don't think that was the dark-headed girl, right?
Yeah.
You know, when they came upon her and she was in those stocks, you knew right away that she's going to be a big personality.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Brian Clements had wanted Simon Oates to play Captain Kronos. Now, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, no, that means nothing to me.
This was the final film of an actress named Elizabeth Deer, and I don't know who that is.
That's a familiar name, isn't it? Elizabeth Deer?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to get my phone out and look up Simon Oates.
All Movie, which I don't know what All Movie actually is. I tried to look it up, and it didn't really, just kind of led to all sorts of shit that I was just like, I don't know if I want to be here on my computer.
Okay.
But All Movie called this film one of the last great Hammer film productions.
Oh.
And then from there it kind of ran out of trivia, and I just kind of wrote about Hammer.
Uh-huh.
So Hammer was founded in 1934, like we said, and it went into liquidation in 1979. In May of 2007, Dutch producer John Del Mol had purchased the Hammer film rights in addition to holding the rights of over 300 films, Del Mol's company planned to restart the studios.
Yes.
In 2019, Hammer signed a worldwide distribution deal with Studio Canal. In November 2021, it was announced that the network distributing had united with Hammer to form Hammer Studios Limited.
Yes.
And in 2023, Hammer Film Productions, its affiliated companies and back catalogs, had been acquired by John Gore Organization. And John Gore is currently the one making Hammer movies.
Interesting. Okay.
He's the one that made that Jekyll movie.
Okay. Interesting. And I just looked up Simon Oates.
Okay.
He's a rather debonair looking dude that I think probably is had the look of the guy that he wanted to be the star of the movie. Don't you? Can't you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he blonde guy with, you know, just a regular face.
Like James Bond, but less charismatic.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
Maybe even a little gay.
Maybe. Yep, that's kind of what I thought. Just that's the look he thought of that guy because of a look.
Which I can see. I don't see that look.
Absolutely. As soon as I pulled that picture up, I thought, oh.
Because that guy looks
what he's saying.
A lot like.
That looks like Captain Kronos.
Yeah. And he looked a little bit like the actor Horst Janssen.
He does kind of, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
This guy died of prostate cancer. We were talking about that before. Somebody else had died of prostate cancer. I didn't know that people died of that.
Yeah. We didn't do a TikTok today, mostly because we were just kind of confused on what exactly we would do.
Yeah.
Because this movie really doesn't inspire anything.
No. And let's face it, we are not swashbuckling types, nor are we the damsel in distress types.
No. My friend Deborah said we should wear bar wench dresses, and I said, absolutely not. She said, your mom would totally go for it. And I said, I know. I know she would.
When she told me that later that day, I said, I've already ordered them on Amazon. Yeah, we would have had fun with it. But the lady at the bar didn't have on a wench dress.
No.
So. No, there was just nothing that inspired me to think that we could do a TikTok.
No, and could you even imagine if we had fashioned swords out of cardboard and tinfoil?
Again.
Like the battle wounds we would have had.
We would have poked an eye out. You are absolute. We can't really have sharp implements.
Have you ever had a tinfoil paper cut? Sucks.
Ow. I don't know. Salute. Gave me a little nip today, so I'm already injured.
She got me, but my bra absorbed it.
Oh, thank God.
Because that would have hurt real bad.
I got a claw and a tooth. How are you, bitch? Here's a claw and a tooth for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, my baby love.
That's Lula.
You know, that's I kind of think any cat, any, you know. They don't like the look of you. Here's a claw and a tooth.
She's been wild since we got out of bed. She was walking the window ledge over here and got tangled up in the curtain. Did you see that? And the whole goddamn thing was coming down.
She blamed the curtain. She blamed the curtain. I did too. I thought, oh, she's going to tear that down. I'm going to look away.
He said if her father comes home and sees that window naked.
Pour up.
And I explained to him what happened. He is going to have a fit.
Yeah. I thought, you know what? I know that curtain rod come down and hit me right on the head.
Yeah.
I just know it. Yeah, she was charged up a little. And then not happy that I wouldn't give her a corn dog.
Yeah, she really wanted a corn dog.
I know she did. I know.
I gotta remember to clean up that piece of cookie we put on the ground for her. She didn't eat it.
Oh, dear. Have we already stepped on it?
No.
It wasn't cookie. It was bread.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was the inside of the bread.
Oh.
That's what it was. She wanted the cookie, not the bread.
Oh.
That darn cat.
She just wants what's on your plate.
Absolutely.
She doesn't care what it is.
Yep, I understand that. But that she's the strangest cat, you know. Most cats could care less about people food.
She will fight you.
Yes, she will.
What you got on your plate?
But she's always been like that.
So I said, okay. What you got on your plate?
Aw, she's such a sweet little baby.
But she's not being a butthole.
She's a good baby. Anyway, back to the movie. Back to the movie.
Yeah.
It was just a weird movie. I don't know.
It just really suffered from lack of story. Like, I don't know how that man got anything else done, because, like, how did he have stuff done and then just, like, do this? He wrote, produced, and directed it.
Right.
And, like, but he's a screenwriter. He's a story writer. Where's the story?
And on two of BBC's biggest series. Lasted years and years and years, and then to come up with a movie like this, I mean, my God, I mean, the Avengers, we know about the Avengers, and they were on for 8 or 10 seasons at least, and then he did Bergerac, and I know from watching the BBC that was one of the biggest, most watched series in the UK. And then this movie, like, just left me scratching my head going, I don't understand. What did Lex see in this movie that she wanted us to watch it?
Well, I remember it being much more fun.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, we've watched worse movies than this.
Yeah.
Come on, you know that. I mean, at least this had a little bit of a story.
And I wish they would have explained the wound on his side.
Right, why was he almost cut in half?
Yeah.
You know, why did everybody just look at it and not say anything?
Well, there was one part where he was talking to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I know you have guts, I've seen them."
Right. Well, from that scar, we know he's seen them. Holy cats. That looks like a...
Like he was run through?
Right. Used to be when you got your gallbladder out, you got a scar like that. So, wow.
And I want to know what that Chinese herb was. Was it opium? Because I feel like it was opium.
I'm sure it was. I agree with you. Had to have been. So, yeah, absolutely. That might have been the only thing that would have made this movie good.
Just a little bit of drugs.
Right. Right. Maybe I didn't take that painkiller soon enough. No, that's not true. But anyways, yeah, it was just, this was an odd one, Lex. Just an odd one.
Yeah, but.
And I can't honestly say that I didn't like it.
I'm still happy I own it.
It was an all right movie to watch. Hour and a half. It's not like we wasted our lifetime on it.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Oh, if it had been any longer, it would have been torturous.
Right. Because we were both failing there at the very end.
Yeah.
We were both looking in other directions. So, yeah. We couldn't have lasted more than much more at all. So, you know, it was okay. I mean, like I said, we have watched worse movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm all right with this one. And I've seen now a Hammer movie.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, I know it is for you. For me, not so much.
Would you watch another Hammer movie? A better one?
I would like to try, yes, I think I would like to try another one that, but do you know there are any better ones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. One of the earlier ones?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe we should think about that. Because this one was just, you know.
I own most of the Draculas. I think I have most of the Frankensteins now.
Okay.
I don't have the werewolf one. I don't have their version of the mummy.
Sorry about that. Yeah, okay.
I looked right at you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It just like hit me all of a sudden.
And I looked right at you.
And I was trying to not do it because I knew my eyeball would drip. Anyways, yes. Cool. Interesting.
Yeah. Somebody, there's a movie store down on Lasky, across from Miracle Mile.
Yes.
And we went in there got a while ago, and there was a ton of Hammer movies, but they were so expensive.
That, really?
That, like, if I didn't have to think about money, I would have just bought all of them on the spot.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I don't know who would have gotten rid of their Hammer movies.
And why were they so expensive at the used store?
Well, it's kind of, you know, is this out of print? Is this kind of niche? Is there a market for something like this? That's how all those movies are priced. It's not, you know, all of our movies are $3.99. It's, you know, this movie is $1.99 and this movie is $27.
Okay, you know what? I've never thought about that, but of course that's the reason.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but they had a ton of Hammer movies. I was like, oh, God damn it. Justin, why are we poor people? I want 7 of these $25 movies.
Oh, I know. Well, keep your eyes open. Somebody's going to be selling them and not know what they have.
Yeah.
That's the way to get them. Is to for somebody to be offloading them and not know what they have.
But I think the people that have them know that, you know.
Right.
You know, like I have my Hammer movies and I, you know, I'm not letting go of them.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Nice. All right. We have a lot of deaths this week.
Yeah.
A lot. Of course, it'll have to start out with President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Died at 100 years old.
He held in there.
He did. He did. The oldest living president.
First president born in a hospital.
Yes. Yes. Which I don't really understand because his mother was a midwife. So I don't get that, but okay.
Maybe. Okay.
It's not my business. Yeah. He was the first president in the hospital. He was the first president that I ever voted for when I was a young kid. I remember that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I like Jimmy Carter. I'm sad that he has passed, but I think he did more for the world after he was president than he did while he was president.
Well, he was president after Nixon. He was president after Ford.
Right.
He had a lot of fires to put out.
He did.
And then he had all that Iran-Contra bullshit that Ronald Reagan stole his glory for.
Right.
So, you know, he didn't have a chance to do anything. He just didn't have a chance to do anything great.
Right.
As a single-term president.
Exactly.
He just didn't have a chance.
And he used it all after he was president. And I don't find a thing wrong with that.
No, just a genuinely good human being.
Yep. He traveled the world trying to make it better for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person.
Yeah.
So, and it's amazing that he was so progressive coming from the South at the time he was born.
Yeah.
He should not have cared for blacks or anybody else the way he did.
Right.
Because that wasn't what he was born into. Although it sounds like his entire family
was pretty progressive.
Was very progressive like that.
Oh, well, that's cool.
And that's another good thing. So, you know, rest in peace, Jimmy.
Yeah, really.
And the Catwoman, Jocelyn Wildstein.
Wildenstein, yeah.
Wildenstein, 84, pulmonary embolism.
But 84, yeah. You know, with all that work, with all that that horrible work she had done.
And thinking about her, I've thought of more Gaga stories.
Oh, God. Okay.
Gaga was very glamorous.
Okay.
And I think that's, and as a, you know, a young kid and remembering stuff, which probably is 100% wrong. She didn't want to be called Grandma.
Okay.
That's why she got the kids called her Gaga.
Okay.
She lived in Florida with her second husband, a younger man.
And the monkey.
And the monkey. They when they came to Ohio, I remember that they drove in a big old Cadillac.
Ooh.
And I always remember Gaga in a dress with jewelry on. And her hair was always coiffed perfectly. Marilyn Monroe blonde.
Oh, okay.
And she was the first person I ever heard of that had a facelift.
Really?
Yep. Yep. When she was, when I was a little bit older, I probably was, you know, 10, 12 maybe. I heard talk about a facelift. I don't know if it really ever happened. Because I thought Gaga looked the same every time I ever saw her. But yeah, I heard she had a facelift. Facelift. But as I recall, she was a lovely woman. Lovely.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's another Gaga story. Every once in a while, I'll think about something like, oh, I gotta tell. It's a Gaga story.
That's so funny.
John Dreis?
Probably Capudice.
Capudice, 83, of Ace Ventura. He was also, had also been on General Hospital for a long time. Actor. Angus McInnes. He was in Star Wars, age 77.
Oh, wow, okay.
Linda Lavin, 87. She was from Alice. We all remember Alice. That was,
yeah,
that was the first single mother, divorced single mother on TV.
Wasn't she on Broadway too?
She was. She was. Okay. Yeah, she was. When she came to Alice, she was a pretty famous actress. Died of complications from lung cancer.
Oh.
Brenton Woods at 83. He was a singer. You know, is that the guy that sang that funny song? I didn't write that down.
No idea who Brenton Woods is.
If you heard the song that, if you heard the song that he was famous for, you'd know it.
Brenton.
Isn't that funny? I didn't write that down.
The Oogum Boogum song.
If you play that, you will recognize that song. I didn't recognize that name. But as soon as the music started, I thought, I know that song.
Oh, okay.
Harry Chandler, 103. He's a World War II vet. And he was one of the survivors of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Wayne Osmond at 73.
Yeah.
Died of a stroke.
Oh, my God.
But we had talked about him the other day, yeah, when I saw that.
He sounded like he had had many massive, yeah, medical emergencies.
Yeah, back in the 70s, he had a tumor removed from his brain. I remember that. So, yeah, I mean, poor dude, but you go, guy.
73?
73 is all.
Well, I mean, when you've got that much going on, 73 is great.
Right, right. Mike Rinder, age 69. He was the...
Mike Rinder.
He was
one of the people that came out of Scientology.
Big. He was a big uppity up person in Scientology.
Yeah, he was pretty high
and left. Leah Remini suggests he's the one that saved her from Scientology.
The little thing that she put out about him on Facebook almost made me cry.
It was very heartfelt, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. She cared very much for him.
Yes.
The Vivian, one of RuPaul's drag queens, James Lee Williams, dead at 32. He was a season one winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
In the UK.
In the UK, yes.
Yeah.
And since, oh my goodness, have you seen all the stuff?
Uh-uh.
Since he died, that almost 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's been craziness. Some of the people are good and bad. Just, but you know, he's dead, for crying out loud. Keep your stupidity to yourself.
Oh, we can't let the dead rest.
Oh, no. No. Oh, well. James Brenna? Jeffrey Brenna, age 47, director and screenwriter. Not a familiar name to me.
I think the last name is Baina.
B? Oh, is that an A, not an R? I only have my glasses on. Baina.
Yeah.
Yep. Again, he didn't sound familiar to me.
He's comedian Aubrey Plaza's husband. Aubrey Plaza played April Ludgate on Parks and Rec.
Okay, that's why I know that name. Okay.
She's one of those real deadpan, like, I'm going to make fun of you and it's going to hurt. But, like, nobody's going to smile about it. And it's not really going to be funny, but it's going to be hilarious.
Okay.
She's one of those people.
All right. Interesting. Sam Moore, age 89, from Sam and Dave. Yep.
Yeah.
Soul Man, Hold On, I'm Coming. Hold On. You know, everybody knows who this guy is. But apparently, when I was reading a little bit more about him, Dave squeezed him out.
Oh.
And replaced him with another Sam.
Wow.
Which was amazing, because this man, these are some of the biggest hits that we knew about.
Yeah.
And he really kind of died a pauper.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So along the way, somebody cheated him out of a lot of money.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's, you know, to the day she died, that, you know, Aretha Franklin always carried a purse on stage.
Yes.
Because she had been stiffed so many times by promoters and stuff, she expected to be paid up front. And that's, she had cash in her purse. That's why her purse never left her side when she performed.
No way.
To the day she died.
Really?
Yes. So I think that happened to Black performers
a lot. Mm-mm. Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Oh, I'd never heard that story. Oh, that's sad.
That's why she carried a purse on stage every time she performed.
Biggest singers we've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, and but you know what? After she died, I remember there were stories about money in the furniture.
Yeah.
Her family finding money in the furniture. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Anita Bryant at age 84.
We were just talking about her.
Who would have ever thought she would have ever died? She was such an awful person.
Awful, awful human being. Killed orange juice and Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Completely hated gays.
Yep.
She made that her life's mission.
Yep. And that's what absolutely, completely tanked her career. Was her hatred of gay people.
Yeah.
And just sharing that for really whenever she possibly could.
Any chance she got.
Yep. Yep.
There was a Behind the Bastards did like a 2-part podcast about her, and it was fascinating.
Interesting. She, beautiful voice.
Apparently she was a famous singer.
She was very famous. She had just an absolutely beautiful voice. But nobody could hear that after the stuff that she was saying.
Yeah.
You know, when it really came out about some of her hatefulness, it just, you couldn't hear that beautiful music from her. And that's what absolutely tanked her career, was her hatred for people.
Well, she went into lobbying and stuff. She, you know. She did all right. She was fine.
Oh, yes. And, you know, once you get those, that music rights or music payments, that doesn't stop because you're not a nice person.
Oh, yeah.
That.
What's that called?
Royalties.
Yes. The only word in my head was restitution.
I know, and I thought that's not the right word. That's
not the right
payment, blah, 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 blah. That's what we should have used for Aretha Franklin. She had all those songs. Where was all that royalty money?
I don't know, but
she got cheated out of it.
But when she played in a club, she said, cash in hand or I'm not going on stage.
Unbelievable. Well, good for her that she stood by that. But yeah, old Anita Bryant, she was a pip.
Yeah.
People are so strange.
Sorry she's gone.
No,
we need a lot less of her in the world.
Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately. You know what? Why? Who are you to say about anything about anybody else? That's,
you know,
shut your face up. So she's long gone. And I thought she was way older than 84. She has been an old person for as long as I can remember.
I think it's all that hate. I think that hate just weighs you down.
Yeah.
It gives you wrinkles.
I guess. Because 84, that's not that much older than me. And I thought she was a lot older than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had a lot of young people again die this time, though. That might slow down, you know, now that the end of the year, New Year thing is over.
Yeah, but the fires in California, though.
Oh, my gosh.
What did I read last night? That the first house in Brentwood had burned down.
Oh, no.
So it's all the way into Brentwood.
Oh, no.
And, you know, lots of people live in Brentwood.
Lots of people live in California. You know, they keep saying this celebrity or that celebrity. What about the 35 or 50 other people that live on the same block as that celebrity?
Right.
What about those families?
Right.
You know, I get it that we hear about the celebrities, but celebrities live amongst normal people. And they, too, have lost their homes. And Donald Trump blaming the governor of California for the fires. Does he not know how fire works?
Well, he also said, you know, shame on FEMA for not being there. And it's just like, you gutted FEMA.
Yeah, exactly.
How's FEMA supposed to be anywhere?
Right. Right.
You're going to cut FEMA anyways. What does it matter?
Right. FEMA was out of money after the second hurricane. And that second hurricane happened last February?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there's where FEMA is. They're trying to look in all the couch cushions for money, for the coins. That's where FEMA is. And oh, it's all his fault because the governor's fault because of water restrictions. Well, Donald, did you see the houses that were 100 feet from the ocean that burned down? What, the water was right there.
And did you see that a civilian piloted drone crashed into one of the Canadian water planes and put it out of commission?
Yes.
That person should be found and beaten to death.
By everybody who lost their home because of him.
Yes.
Yes. I 100% agree.
What?
Yeah. Why did you have...
First of all, why did your drone need to be up that high?
Right.
To see the fires.
Right.
It's fire. You can see it.
I don't, you know, maybe those planes fly lower to the ground than...
Well, of course they do.
But on the other hand, you're not smart enough to get out of the way of an airplane.
That's trying
to protect your neighborhood.
You didn't hear it coming?
I don't get it. I don't get Trump saying that it's some guy's fault.
Well,
it's a fire.
Trump is going to take everything he can and make it a political stance, regardless of it being political or not. This is a natural disaster that, I mean, I'm sure somebody caused it. It probably was
human error.
Dumb fucking
somebody had
gender
a fire.
Reveal.
Yeah. No, that was last year, honey. But planes could not get to the ocean to get water. to fly because of the Santa Ana winds. That's
called an act of God.
I don't understand why
that Gavin Newsom didn't have anything to do with that. I think Gavin Newsom's kind of okay, except he did do a photo op where he was cleaning up a homeless camp, which I didn't really understand why he needed to do that. And I felt like it wasn't a good look.
Right.
But I do generally like him.
Yes. And overall, he had to make water restrictions. There is not enough water in that part of the world for drinking. There's not enough. And he had to draw the line. You can't water your grass. You can't have grass that's green because people need to drink the water.
Right.
I get that. But now it's his fault because the grass was dry and the fire burned it. Mm. No, that's not the reason why.
No.
And TikTok, is it going to be or isn't it going to be? Donnie's done a 180 on that, too.
Yeah. Is he going to save TikTok? Because it's supposed to go out like next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should have had a last TikTok. No, I'm not up to it. There's pros and cons to everything.
I do love all of his Gulf of America shit. I don't know how changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico is going to lower my grocery bill. But okay.
Right.
But he's already come out and said, well, I can't lower your grocery bill. That's going to be too hard.
Right. When that's all he was.
That's what he was running on.
Last month.
So, you know, so, I hope all you dummies who voted for him are really enjoying the 180s he's pulling.
Right. And now he's pissed off Canada.
Oh, my
Canada's
God.
Canada's
going to
be part of America. Where have you been for the last few hundred years, Don? Don't you know about history? Don't you know how that kind of stuff works?
Not that their socialized medicine is much better than our bullshit medical
Correct.
System. But they have socialized medicine. They have lower taxes than we do. They have better pay than we do. They have better holidays than we do. Why would they want to give all that up to be under you?
Because their economy is tanked just like we have.
Everybody's economy tanked. Nobody came back after COVID.
Right. And they think that Trudeau, he has stepped down because people have lost complete faith in him. But on the other hand, prime ministers in Canada only last a certain amount. They do have an expiration date.
Yeah.
Every good prime minister they've had only lasts a certain amount of time because for some reason people get pissed off at them and they got to go out.
And Trudeau really started going downhill when his wife filed for divorce.
Yeah.
That really was the nail in his coffin.
Yeah.
Why did his wife file for divorce? And listen, I don't care. One man's trash is another man's treasure. He can come talk French to me.
Oh, me too. I'd be his old lady.
100%.
I would be his old lady because he's young enough to be my son.
He can wear the hell out of a pair of Dockers in my house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is a good looking man. But his daddy was a good looking man too.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the curse of it. Good looking men don't last.
And I'm not mad at a man named Justin.
Hadn't even put that together, but you are correct. Oh my goodness. But yeah, but he wants Canada and Iceland.
Greenland. I had wondered what the Greenland thing was. I was like, who the fuck cares about Greenland? There are mineral deposits in Greenland.
Mineral deposits
that are rich with stuff.
And they are that close to the Russia there.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that Trump wants that for our protection, but you don't get somebody to help you by crushing them. Haven't we learned that?
Oh,
you go to Iceland and you... Greenland. Sorry, Iceland. You go to them and you talk nice to them. And you get them on our side.
And I didn't know that it was under Danish rule.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that.
You know, I don't really know a whole lot about Greenland.
Well, you better start learning because that's a big topic. And it's going to, I don't think, you know, Donald Trump's pit bull, he gets something in his chomps and he won't let it go.
Well, they have, Denmark has, what did it say? It has upped their, like, military, defense
of them
monies up $1.5 billion to protect Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it won't be pretty. I mean, but you know, and I don't understand. I don't understand.
I do know that a singer I like was in the Royal Danish Navy.
Okay.
In the '80s.
All right.
So that's cool.
All right. Interesting. Yeah, but we should know more about the. There's not all that many people there. You know, that's a kind of a small country. And they are totally self-run, even though they are part of another Commonwealth or whatever is Danish. Is that a Commonwealth? I don't know, whatever it is. But, you know, I don't understand. What he wants to build a wall between Mexico and the United States. Are we going to have a wall between Canada and the United States? There's a lot of intermingling among Americans and Canadians. I mean,
they're building the Gordie Howe Bridge right now.
Yeah.
Like, is that going to stop?
No, it's almost ready to be open. It should be open by next summer.
Okay, that's good.
It was supposed to have been open this summer.
Because I heard that the ambassador was like Swiss cheese, and I'm not... Whew. I don't like a bridge to begin with, especially a bridge that big. And to know that there are big chunks of concrete missing? No. I can't.
The ambassador bridge has been there for a long time, and, you know, it's... And they can't close it down to repair it. You know, think about it. I don't think I've ever been on the Ambassador Bridge when it wasn't bumper to bumper 2 miles an hour.
Oh.
I you know, it's not like they can close it down to repair it. And they built the other bridge for traffic, didn't they? Isn't that why they built the other bridge?
I don't know.
To get the trucks off of the Ambassador Bridge?
No, I thought it was because they couldn't. The Ambassador Bridge needs repaired badly, and who's going to pay for it? Is America going to pay for it? Is Canada going to pay for it? Well, I'm not paying for it. So, because they couldn't figure out who was going to, I think Canada owns the bridge.
I do believe that Canada does own the bridge.
But they couldn't figure out who was going to repair it. It was just easier to build another bridge a little ways down the road.
So, who paid for that bridge?
I don't know.
So why couldn't they pay to get the other? Well, they will have to close the Ambassador Bridge and rebuild that.
Oh, my God.
Because it is in that bad of shape.
Oh.
But, yeah, I've never, ever been on that bridge. Or even through the tunnel. I've been in the tunnel. We've all been in the tunnel a million times. And there's always water in there.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer not to go through the tunnel. But then on the other hand, I'd prefer not to go over the bridge either. So,
right.
But, you know, the problem is, here in the United States, we have not taken care of anything.
No.
There's a big dispute right now about the ditches here in Toledo. And how they're now being needed to be cleaned. Have you heard of that business?
Oh.
That people are getting assessed for ditch cleanup? Well, people don't understand about those ditches. Those ditches are direct links to getting the water from here to the lake. So you have to keep your ditches clean. And for the last 50 years, nobody has bothered to clean the ditches. And now all of a sudden we have to have our ditches cleaned.
Yeah.
And I completely understand the people are pissed that are getting direct bills. But on the other hand, shouldn't that have been taken care of for the last 50 years? Shouldn't, you know, where's the county? Where, why weren't they taking care of that stuff? I don't know. There's just too many questions about stuff that has been let go. Our roads.
Our infrastructure. Our whole infrastructure.
Yes. How many, you know, now we're getting into this deep freeze weather. How many water mains are going to burst in the next few weeks?
Yeah.
You know, and that's because they're 100 years old and nobody has bothered to check them out, make sure they're doing okay.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of problems. We've got more problems than we got good, I think, anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and how's it going to get fixed? I don't know. Is it? Will it?
Well, I just saw something where Elon Musk was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to find $2 trillion worth of stuff to cut out. And it was just like, yeah, because you were going to cut out Social Security and Medicaid and welfare and, you know, stuff people actually need.
Right, right.
Like, stuff that people are going to be pissed that you cut out.
Right.
You know, you're not going to, your whole government job is unnecessary. Whatever salary you take is unnecessary spending.
Right. Right.
You know, we don't, and then to make the Office of Government, the Department of Government Efficiency, a two-man job just because we need to give Vivek Ramaswamy a job.
Right.
Fuck you.
Right. Nobody likes him either.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I know. I don't understand anything. Yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff in the government. But hiring somebody like Elon Musk to find it and get rid of it?
Elon Musk is who you bring in when you want to tank something.
Right.
Like, I don't understand why he thinks he's such a brilliant businessman. Everything he has been brought into sucked for a while. PayPal sucked for a while. Teslas are garbage.
Yep. Yep.
You know, Twitter is trash.
Right.
And if he has the time to be the CEO of four companies, I really feel like that means that CEOs don't do anything.
And have you seen him? He's gone over to Germany to tell them what to do.
Well, he's buying up all sorts of political.
God.
Which I don't understand why people don't see that as dangerous.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I'll tell you, Lex, I mean, no amount of money is going to fix infrastructure problems.
No.
People are going to have to get right down to it and fix them themselves.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, which I get a newsletter, a Toledo newsletter every Saturday. They said that, City Council had put money aside to put a roundabout in at Shoreland and Summit.
I've been hearing about that.
Can you see that intersection?
Absolutely not. Oh, yeah.
That intersection is so not busy.
Right.
Why do we, in the drunkest part of town, why do we need more than one roundabout?
Right. I don't understand it.
On an intersection that has already been screwed around with, that already sucks. Why?
I don't know.
It's where they put a bike lane in on that bridge. They cut it down to three driving lanes with a bike lane on each side.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put a bike lane in the roundabout?
I don't know. I think roundabouts are crazy, but
I just know because that's the way we take to go to mom and dad's house.
Okay.
Is up Shoreland and down Summit. That intersection is a nothing burger intersection. It's if you hit the light, you wait, I don't know, 35 seconds, 40 seconds, and the light changes, and you're on your way, and it's nothing. And there may be two or three cars around you.
And
that's it.
There's not a whole lot of businesses along there anymore, are there?
No, there's
golf course is there.
The golf course is way the hell down the other side of Summit Street.
Oh, you're right. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the water treatment plant is way down there, too,
way
isn't it?
Way the hell down by the golf course.
Okay.
That's down by Manhattan.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, you are absolutely right.
So, you know, there's a Mercy Health building right there at the corner. And a little further down from the Mercy building is a Rudy's Hot Dog. And then the plaza with the Mexican place.
Yep. There's no more there's no more factories along there anymore.
No.
So who's driving there?
The locals, the people that live there.
People that don't want to go on the highway to Point Place.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I know there's been a lot of talk about that in the last year or so.
And the roundabout that they put in on Elbow River is one of those little tiny ones. It's real high.
Oh, no.
It sucks.
They put those all along Schneider Road, too. They're awful.
If you can't put a full-size roundabout in, why are we even talking about this?
Right.
Why?
Oh, my. Oh, good Lord. I don't understand.
But I saw that Saturday morning and I was just like, what in the living Christ is happening right now? Because we don't need any more roundabouts.
No, and it takes so long for them to tear up the freaking road and do all kind of weird stuff to it. I don't understand. Who knows?
I don't know.
People with bigger brains than us, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they figure we can pay for it.
Yeah.
No, we can't. We're taxed out.
I'm done. We're done paying for roundabouts.
Yep. And the ridiculousness that is taxation.
But I will say that my tax dollars did finally go to work for me. I went to work one morning and the tree that has been on the side of my yard for, you know, since I moved in, and has been dropping limbs in large storms, just dropping. I'm waiting for this tree to fall into my roof. After the last big storm last year, probably July of 23.
Is
when I put in to the city to have them come get that tree.
It's a giant, gigantic, elderly cottonwood.
Yeah, and it was on a little patch of grass that is not technically my property. So I said, this is your tree. You need to come take it down before it lands in my house.
And it would have.
And we 6 months we call and inquire, you know, is there any movement on that? I saw that you closed my request. Oh, we closed it because the city recognized it and, you know, you're on a list. Okay, well, do you have any kind of status update on that? No, you know, the city had long lists. Okay. So I went to work one morning and I came home at noon, as I am wont to do, because that's the end of my work day. And that big fucking tree was gone.
Gone.
And I was so excited. You have no idea. The stump was about 4 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
It's just this giant fucking tree. And the Saturday after that, they came out and stump ground it. There's a little hill now. I don't know if they got it all, but it's good enough.
It's probably wood chips, and we will just have to get out there next summer and
rake it out.
Rake it up, smooth it out.
Okay.
It'll be a long time before grass grows there.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. They came out and they ground the stump down. Oh, my God.
Yep. I had to get in my car and drive over here to see it. The whole house is naked. It can be seen from the street.
But, oh.
And then when I pulled in the drive today, I looked over and I thought, oh, my gosh, you can see clearly to the other houses across the street. It's so open.
And listen, I know the last time it had big branches fall, and I called the city and was like, more branches have fallen. Oh, we'll come get them. Somebody in the meantime had come and got them.
Oh, firewood, sure.
And the city came and they just kind of picked up sticks in my yard. I went out and I was just like, oh, somebody chopped it up while I was at work. You know, it was gone by the, you know, between the time I went to bed and when I got home from work.
Amazing. I think it's amazing.
So I'm stoked.
No, that just means that somebody in the city recognized that that was a very dangerous tree.
Well, I'm just hoping that means that they got to my name on the list.
Okay.
And now they can go on with the rest of their list.
And the next really dangerous tree, because if that tree had fallen across Lasky, that would have completely shut down traffic.
And I can't say it wouldn't have damaged the house that's pushed back off the road. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
That was a big ass tree. What would you say? 25, 30 feet?
Oh, it was twice as tall as your house.
Okay.
And you have a two-story house, so, you know.
Yeah.
Four stories up? I don't know how tall that is.
It was at least 30 feet.
Okay.
25 or 30 feet. It was huge. So, if it fell forward, I can't say it wouldn't have damaged the house across the street. Oh, if it fell that way.
You know
way,
what? I bet it could have.
It would have smashed the old lady's house.
That
if
house.
If it fell on my house, it would have destroyed my house.
Yep. Completely. But I think that somebody recognized that it could come down on Lasky. And you've lived here a long time. You know how busy the street is.
Oh, my God.
This is a daily driver for about a 500,000 people, I think.
Oh, at least.
And if this were closed, it would really impact the streets around here.
And, you know, there's accidents all the time. And it's just like when there's an, because it's a one way. Each direction,
yep.
And a turn lane.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all the wider it is.
And it's very residential around here. So there's lots of blocks and turny streets and streets that only have one block, and then it turns into something else and twisties and turnies. If people were taken off of this main street into these neighborhoods, it would be very impactful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's rough. It's crazy. But, yay. So, I guess you're complaining and your tax dollars did pay for something now. A little bit of safety.
Yeah. So, I'm stoked about that.
Yeah.
But I am not stoked about more goddamn roundabouts.
No. No, we need other things in our city than roundabouts. I mean, we need stuff. All too numerous to mention even.
Yeah.
Which is every city, United States. Right?
I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, yeah. You know, we're just a little city in comparative.
Right.
In comparison.
Right. And every big city has trouble. Every little city, yeah. Tough goings. Oh, and DJ Vance finally resigned.
JD Vance.
What did I say?
You said DJ.
Oh, either way.
Finally resigned from the Senate?
He finally resigned from the Senate Friday.
Oh.
How long has he been the vice president-elect? Shouldn't that have happened before now? And then the governor didn't have anybody to replace him yet? What's the governor been doing?
Oh, he's been signing bullshit into law.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They've been pushing, you know.
Right. Right. Right.
Policing who can use what bathroom.
Right.
Laws.
I guess we're going to have to carry our birth certificate if we need to use the John publicly. Because somebody could say we shouldn't be in there. All I want to do is use the toilet. I don't care. You know what? I don't... To be perfectly honest, I don't care who's in the next stall over. You know, the door is shut.
Listen, I used to go to gay clubs all the time. And to be standing next to a drag queen at the mirror was not uncommon. Do I care? Absolutely
nope.
Not. Is that person buying what I'm selling? Absolutely not. What does it fucking matter?
Right. Right. It's just, I don't care who's using the toilet next to me. I don't care. I'm using this one. That's all that I care about. But we gotta, I'm still carrying our birth certificate so we can use a toilet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh well. Okay. Whatever. We gotta stop this, Lex. We gotta stop this. Let's stop talking. Let's go talk corn dogs.
Why don't we just stop talking about corn dogs and just go have some more corn dogs?
You know what? I'm with you.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. It snowed here in Ohio, but not anything worth talking about. So we haven't done The Shining yet.
No, we got less than it. They say we got an inch and a half, but I wouldn't even say we got a half an inch.
I wouldn't even say that.
I can still see grass in my house.
The stuff I wiped off my windshield yesterday was not half an inch.
No. No. Did you use that blower that I got you?
No, I forgot.
Oh, jeez. Do want to know how that works. All right, my love. Yeah,
right.
We will. We're going to do that Shining, though. We're going to prep for it, just in case.
And we'll figure something out. We always do.
We do.
Whether Mom likes it or not.
Listen, if you're honest, you weren't all that thrilled with this movie today.
I remember it being so much more fun, and this was a slog.
It was just, it was okay-ish. Okay-ish. Absolutely. If you have the opportunity to look at it, look at it.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Then let us know what you think. You know, see what you think.
Yeah. We're on Facebook, obviously. We're also on Blue Sky, if you want to find us there. We're still pretty new to that. But, you know, basically everything I put on Facebook, I put on Blue Sky.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're on the internet. Find us.
Yeah. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah. And, stay warm.
Absolutely.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.